Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vic Harris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Lum. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball towards left. Garr settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garr. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton has Kessinger trapped. There's the throw to Evans and over to Correll, who tags Kessinger for the out. Heiser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is hit by the pitch. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing bunts towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 1 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Gilbreth moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gilbreth scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sparing throws to second for 1, and Kessinger throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Goodson moves to second. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Goodson moves to third. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Dal Canton fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Correll for a passed ball. Swisher moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Dal Canton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is 0-for-1 in the game. Dal Canton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbreth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heiser moves to second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Swisher moves to second. Bill Bonham pinch runs for Steve Swisher. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing bunts towards the mound. Dal Canton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonham moves to third. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Ray Burris. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonham tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tim Hosley now catching. Manny Trillo now playing second base. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-2 in the game. Correll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Bruce Dal Canton. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Correll moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr is hit by the pitch. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth takes first base on ball 4. Correll moves to third. Garr moves to second. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll fires to third and picks off Trillo. Hosley moves to second. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing is walked intentionally. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Goodson reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Correll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Williams reaches second base with a double. Rob Belwar pinch runs for Earl Williams. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbreth takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Atlanta Braves, 1. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.